Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Vista Life Tuesday Night Conference Call. We're so excited you could be on the call with us. And if there's any new associates on the call, we just want to send a warm welcome to Vista Life. I guarantee you, you won't be disappointed. You're definitely at the right place at the right time. We always like to highlight some new associates that came in just this past week. If you're on the call, we're excited to have you here. Twyla Horst, Jack Walker, Debbie Waldrop, Cynthia Hirschberger, Loreen Yoder, Ruth Zook, Tammy Horton, Marita Schmucker, Clara Raber, and Daryl Hotstetler. You guys, I'm so excited, and forgive me if I messed up your last name, but again, we're excited that you could be with us. Also, our top sponsor, we always like to spotlight the people who are out there really plugging it for Vista Life, and congratulations, David and Kathy Miller of Cub Run Kentucky. You guys are doing an awesome job. Congratulations. Also, you guys, don't forget about the products of the month, the multi-berry bears. If your kids aren't on those, along with the Vista Vibe, they need to be. Also, lavender essential oils, and then the Body Bar, Tropical Delight. There's some awesome products that we have here. I'm just looking down my list. Well, let's get on with tonight's call. I'm always excited to have our CEO with us. And for those of you who are new, Dr. Karina Long is our CEO. And she started this company, really because she wanted to lose weight. But after that, I mean, she had the heart to help other people succeed. And not only in their health, but also financially. And they have given us a compensation plan where basically you can make as much as you want. But Dr. Karina has strived to make this company successful and provide the tools that we all need out here in the field, you know, to be able to help us build our business. She's the mother of two daughters. She's also the wife of our formulator, Dr. LeBron Long. But let's get her on the call. Dr. Karina, are you there?
Susie, thank you for being with us tonight and always being faithful to host our Tuesday evening calls. And we do enjoy these calls. These calls are fantastic because Dr. LeBron comes on here and he's able to give you information about your products and educate you. Like I've said so many times, especially the last year, I think, is when we're looking at the internet or any kind of news, if it's on the TV or if it's on the newspaper, I don't know about you, but I have been like, I don't know. What do I believe? Do I believe these people? Do I believe that? What do I believe? I don't even know. There's so much random information. And just like Dr. LeBron told me today, he said, oh, you know, Karina, I think I heard today that like there was over 3,000 cases of COVID in Chattooga County, and that's our county. That's where we're from. And that would be a whole lot for our county because our population is 28,000. And to have 3,000, that would be a tremendous amount. And I don't even think we reached that during the height of COVID and last year. So I said, oh, I'm not sure if I believe that. What, you know, it was a reliable source who said it, but where did they get their information from? And it was like it trickles back. So I don't know if I should believe this information, but of course, I think it's a standard is I go to the CDC website and look how many is there, and it's, you know, 242 or something like that. And I said, well, that's a far cry from 3,000. So really, it's so important of where you get your information. And so that's why we have these conference calls, so that you know firsthand about your products, about your compensation plan. You hear it from the company itself. So we always like to give that information. And, of course, we no way do we prescribe or treat or cure anything, but we just want to provide this information as educational purposes. Dr. LeBron and myself, Actually, Dr. LeBron started when he was just 15 years old in a supplement business, and he started learning, and he was just self-educated, and then I come along, and he helped me, and we just kind of self-educated together and took weekend classes whenever we could find weekend classes available. We jumped in those, and we started learning iridology and, you know, from trusted sources. And, of course, the books that we were reading and referencing. I don't know if you have some of these books, but some of the books that are really, really good that help you learn more about supplements and health. I'll just tell you a couple, okay? So if you got a pencil and paper, I wouldn't plan on doing this, but I'll just tell you a couple, okay? This first one is the one I very first got started with. It's called Today's Herbal Health, and it's by Louise Tenney. And you can find that, most of these books you can find anywhere. Today's Herbal Health is a very, very good resource for you to know more about supplements, as well as Prescription for Nutritional Healing. That is a fantastic book as well. I use those two books right there were my foundational books for learning, and I know that they were for LeBron because those are the ones he put in my hands when he was trying to teach me at our teenage years. So those two books are phenomenal. And then, oh goodness, Sharks Don't Get Cancer, God's Way to Ultimate Health, The Yeast Connection, Nutritional Herbology, that's by Louise Tenney as well. Just remarkable resources. And that's kind of what I want to talk to you tonight about are resources that you have at your fingertips that would help you. You don't have to be just full on a knowledge encyclopedia walking around. You don't have to do that. Just know where to get the answers, okay? Just like myself, I kind of feel like I'm in your boat sometimes as associates. A lot of you guys that just work like a show here and there, or you just help your friends and your family, and yeah, you might do a show and you've got a following and you've got several hundred in your organization, but maybe it's not something that, you know, you're doing full time. You're just doing it part time. You're doing Vistalife part time, and you may have done a cardiovascular health, you know, 3 months ago at a show, and then you've concentrated on just your regular Purple Tiger, and you thought, oh no, here comes another show. I got to get up on cardiovascular health. You know, I got to remind myself of all of this, and you need to keep studied up. So the way you do that is you get these books in front of you and you get these resources in front of you and you stay tentative to what your products are and what studies are. The good thing now is there are studies like crazy out there. So you definitely need to make sure that when you see a study that you can see the reference to that study. So, for instance, like there's apple cider vinegar studies that are, you know, fantastic studies, and we can latch right on to those studies. We have apple cider vinegar as well, and the studies, as long as they're credible, then great. It provides us a great tool for knowledge and education. So along with those books as well, of course, we have our very own website. So if you go to our website, then you can learn more about the compensation plan there. You know, there's the comp plan is there online. You just click and you can see it, as well as when you go to place an order, go to the order screen, then it will tell you all about your products right there. When you click on a product, it'll tell you. Matter of fact, today we were trying to find a product that had, I don't know, what was it, theobromine in it or something like that. And I just went up to the search bar on the website, and once I clicked on products, and then all the products come up, then I can click on the search bar, and it will tell me, you know, where that product is located. If it's in the writing, it won't search the supplement fact panel, of course, because that's a graphic. So it won't do that perfectly because we don't list every single one of those products in the description or, you know, ingredients in the description, but it works for the most part like that. And, of course, it would for every product name and digestive or colon or something like that. Put those in the search bar, and it'll bring up those products. So it's a really neat way to be able to learn about your products. The supplement fact panel's there. So if you want to know what does Jesse's have in it, go to the website, click on products, then click on your search bar in products and put Jest, G-E-S-T. You don't even have to put the dash, E-Z-E. Just put Jest. If you think, oh, my gosh, I don't know, is Jesty's two words? Is it hyphenated? Is it one word? Just put a piece of it, Jest, and it will pull that up. It'll pull up that product, and there you go. It has a supplement fact panel right there, and you can tell. I'm one of those type people that even when I shop for Judy's Herb Shop or whatever we were doing, researching stuff, I never like to buy a product unless I could see the supplement fact panel. I want to know what's in the product. So we have our supplement fact panels up there, of course, on the website. So you can look at them right there. And that is a great way to read. It has a snippet. You know, it doesn't have a whole herd of information or anything, but it has a pretty good bit of information on each one of those products. So you can just click on the product and see what that, you know, read all about it. And also on your extranet, when you log in, then there's a whole resource center that we've developed that has a write-up for every single one of the products so that you can just print it out really nicely, and it's just a one-page little deal on each one of Vista Life's products. That way, if you have somebody asking, oh, what about Immune 5? Click, click, go to your resource center, go down to products, go to Immune 5, print it out, and there you go. You have a nice little flyer as opposed to a brochure that you had to purchase 100 of. You have a nice little flyer right there that can be printed. And now those are not like marketing type things. They're not nice and colorful or anything like that. And guess why they're not? Because we understand that most people at their home computers and home printers run out of ink, and it prints really, really bad, doesn't it? When you run out of color ink, doesn't it look just terrible, like you just didn't do a good job at printing? have you ever been there? I think we all have, right? So, and then you forget to buy the ink, and oh my gosh, then your printing looks terrible. So it's a nice black and white. And that it will print nicely, black and white is what I'm trying to say. So those are available, as well as, you know, there's a whole lot of information about Vista Life compensation plan products and everything all inside that extranet and that resource center. So I encourage you to go there, go to the website, go to the extranet and search those things out. And even if you're one that, you know, maybe you don't have a computer in your home, but you can go to the library and print one of every one of those pages out. And let me tell you a little secret, okay, for everybody that likes to copy things. You can use a yellow highlighter and put, what I used to do is I would write copy all the way across the main paper, okay? So if you're making copies, and you just want a printout of every one of those, go to your library, print out a copy of every single one of those write-ups for every one of your products, and you can put them in folders and have them available when your people need them or you need them. And then what you do when you get home, write copy with a yellow highlighter on the top of that. Now, this is if you're doing black and white, okay? If you're doing just black ink, then write it in yellow. And then when you go to make a copy, do you know that yellow highlighter will not appear on the copy? Isn't that cool? So you can have that, and that just ensures you, too, that your copies will be nice and neat. Have you ever made a copy of a copy, and it's just like, you know, this is not good? you don't want to make a copy of a copy. You want to look nice and presentable in your business. So just take that yellow highlighter, write copy on that main one, and then use it every time to make your copies, and you have a fresh, nice copy every time. Now, if you're not making copies and you're more one that would do a messenger or a message or an email or something like that, then you can download those and send them as attachments, or you can open them up on your phone and take a screenshot of it and use the screenshot of the paper so that they can zoom in and blow it up and read it. So there's so many different ways that you can look at these resources and get them out there, okay? Just like Susie said, I think I heard her say that she was calling some of her old, people that were off auto ship and getting them back on auto ship because, oh my goodness, Susie's been with us since day one. So she has people that think we only have Purple Tiger or Purple Tiger and Daily Spectrum, or we had 8 products when we first started. Oh my goodness, do we have a few more than 8 products today? Oh yes. So they've never heard of Immune 5. They've never heard of, these main products that we need this survive today, in this time. So that's a great way to do that, whether you're using it electronically or you're using it to send out a piece of information, via mail or, whatever it is, you can use those resources and make them fit how you work the business, okay? So very, very good resources, guys. We also have another book. I didn't mention it, but I actually wrote it as my dissertation to get my naturopathic doctorate degree, and it's called Your Personal Guide to Basic Health. And I intended it to be a very easy read, simplified to the, highest, a book that would just help the basic person know just a couple of things that could make them help, that could keep them healthy or turn their health to the good. And of course, Vista Life sells that book. And one big chapter in there that I extremely love is about pH in the body and how important it is to pH the body. And of course, we all know we use Corella to do that. But I give a reference in that book, and I've used it over and over again, of a swimming pool. Take a swimming pool. I used to say, I don't own a swimming pool, but, I know that you have to pH it or whatever. Guess what? I have a swimming pool now. So I know all about these little critters that get in a swimming pool. I looked out there today, and we have these, we have like a little tanning ledge on ours, and we have it where there's lounge chairs, loungers that can go in that tanning ledge. And I love it. It's a very nice place that you can just lay back, relax, and still be wet and not be inside the, up to your neck in water. You can just kind of lounge and have fun. So in those loungers, almost every morning or at least several times a week, I will look out my kitchen window in the morning. First thing I do is I get up and I go take my supplements, and I typically look out my kitchen window and I can see the beautiful pool area and everything, and see what the day's doing. And I will look over there at the lounger, and almost every day I will see a frog or two lounging on the lounger. Now, I don't want frogs in my pool. I get them out all the time, and I throw them, out the side of the pool. And, of course, anybody who's been to our house, well, it's a little bit, we have a big retaining wall that keeps our pool in place. So I kind of throw them out there and hope they don't get brain damage, because I don't want to kill them or anything, but I want them to go away from the pool. And, but they always, I don't know if they're the same frogs or not, but they always find their way back. They always come back and get back in the swimming pool. And, of course, algae develops. There's green all around the swimming pool sometimes, and especially if we don't get out there, especially when it rains. And I heard Norman and them talk about the rain and how excessive the rain they're getting. Well, we have sure got the rain the last 2 days as well. And that will not be good for the pool. We have to make the water go down, and then we have to clean it a little bit more. And ours is salt water, so we don't have to treat it too much with chemicals. But the same way I have to take care of that swimming pool, just like that, week after week, we tend to it every single week. Typically on Sundays, we will go out there and brush the sides if it needs it, or make sure the vacuum cleaner's running properly, and make sure you know, it's cleaned out, and make sure the chemicals are right and the hot tub it's right, and all those type things. And that's kind of something we enjoy doing, actually. And we have to do it every week. We cannot fail to do it, or else we will have other little things that are all squimmy, squirmy in our pool. And our bodies is the same way. If we don't pH our bodies properly, then it starts growing funguses and tumors and growths and all these other type things when the pH is not correct in our bodies. Especially when our body is very acidic, then we're prone to ulcers. We're prone to all kinds of malignant cells growth and those type things. So we want to pH our body properly. And, of course, we all know that Corella helps pH the body. And that is a supplement that I started taking very early on because my mouth would break out in ulcers. Anybody had mouth ulcers? Oh, my goodness. I had them when I was a kid. I remember a trip up to Michigan. My family all lives in, or did all live in Michigan, my mom's side. And we went up there one Christmas, and the ulcers in my mouth were hurting me so bad on the ride up. And there's just, especially back then, you know, you didn't know what to do for them. Didn't even know what caused it. You know, we didn't even know what caused it or anything. I just knew that I had mouth ulcers and they hurt like the dickens, and I would just drink water and try to, you know, help it. But I remember that time, I won't ever forget that trip going up there. Just seemed like it took forever and my mouth was hurting so bad. And so I remember that was probably when I was probably about 8 years old, 7 or 8 years old. So I've been dealing with this issue for a long time. And so when I met LeBron and he started me on Corella, was one of the first supplements that I took as well. I started pH in my body, and I started seeing that I hardly ever get ulcers anymore. I just don't. And also pineapple would make my tongue bleed, actually, pineapple. And now my sister, as she has grown in years, and today is her birthday, so happy birthday to my sister Deanna, if she's on the call with us, but birthday girl. But she didn't take the same approach as I took, where I am very faithful with my products, and I take Corella all the time. I outgrew. I love fruit, and pineapple. I was not willing to give it up. I loved it. And I could literally, y'all, this is kind of gross, so if you don't like it, just close your ears. But my mom would make these wonderful pineapple, grape, and cheese on a toothpick thing, and you eat like the whole thing all at once, kind of like you do sushi. Like you have to eat all three of those at the same time. It's so good. And then she would leave the rind, the core of the pineapple, and I would get it as a child, and I love pineapple so much. I would just eat it, eat it, eat it, eat all around the core until actually blood would be left on the core where it, my mouth just was bleeding from eating pineapple. That's how excessive it was. And my sister was the same way, and hers grew into be strawberries and pineapple, and hers has just kind of grown and morphed into all these other fruits and beautiful foods that I love. She can't eat. She has to have Benadryl, or she'll ask me, oh, Karina, do you have some Corella handy? Because if I eat it, then I'm going to swell up, and my throat may swell up. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what did I do just by taking Corella? I can't even believe the difference in both of us. We were both having the same reaction, you know, at young ages, and all I did was start on Corella and other supplements as well, but I know that that particular thing for sure had to be Corella, just pH in the body properly. And here I am, I can eat anything. It doesn't matter. Nothing breaks me out anymore. You know, my mouth, I don't get sores in my mouth anymore. I don't have, you know, It's just I couldn't tell you when my mouth did that to pineapple, because I've been taking Corella for so many years, and it just helps. And anyways, you can find out more about that in your personal guide to basic health. Of course, just like tonight, the conference calls are a great resource, and we'll be making some adjustments to the conference call number and how it goes and everything as the maybe on the next call or so that you'll have an update on that. But we will be kind of refreshing the conference call. But vital information on these conference calls, easy to understand. And I know I talked to a guy today, and he just started on the relief drink, CBD relief drink, and also with CBD itself, CBD oil. And he told me today, oh, Karina, I'm so excited. I can't, you know, what do I do? How do I work this business? I've got to work this business. What do y'all do? And so I told him a little bit about it, and he said, I've got to tell everybody. He said, I've already got my mom wanting one, my sister, and he started naming all these people. He said, my pain, I've taken this for 3 days, and I can't believe. He said, sometimes I would have to get up in the morning. He's a laborer, and he said, I would have to rub my ankles just up and down, just rub my ankles for a good 15 to 20 minutes before I got out of bed, just to get the blood flowing through my legs. And we're talking about, this man is probably maybe 50 years old, maybe. And he was just so excited. I don't even know. I've got to know, find out more. I've got to, what do I need to do? And he was just so excited that he's getting such relief from those two little products. He just started on two. And so, of course, he's just hungry to know more. And these resources are how you know more and understand more. These conference calls are a vital way to know more and understand your product more. And, of course, we also have a supplement desk reference book that you can get as well. And the supplement desk reference book is meant to be just an educational type thing. It's very raw and gives you information. There again, it's not a marketing tool. It's just to educate you and to help you a little bit more. And so it has the product line in it, even the skincare. It's all categorized, so there's skincare in there, CBD products, the children's health, daily health, digestive health, and it's kind of, you know, compartmentalized like that in the supplement desk reference. And I really like it because it also has the essential oils in it, and that's in the very back of the book. And this book is updated annually, okay? So every year, I know we come out with products all the time. Even throughout the year, we'll have new products. But the book, we have taken that we update it annually, okay? So there may be a product or two. If it's in between, you know, that renewal, then there may be a product or two that's not in there. But next year, you know, when it comes to the republication time, it'll get an update then, okay? So although there's an e-book. Did you know that there's an e-book, supplement desk reference e-book? You can have it on your phone. Is that awesome? You don't have to lug the big book around. You can have it on your phone and look up stuff. That's awesome. Just kind of think outside the box a little bit when you're using these resources, that you can do a lot with your phone and a lot with these resources and printed material. So check out that supplement desk reference. It's really, really neat. Of course, the Purple Tiger products are all in one section as well, and women's health, respiratory health, immune health. Don't we need to know about that right now? I don't know about you, but I've never really struggled with my joints or anything like that hurting too much. I just have not been that person. I'm usually very, very good at recovery. But this past probably about a week or so, I have had a thumb that has just hurt me tremendously. As a matter of fact, I'm going to the chiropractor in a couple of days to make sure that I haven't done anything to it, just to find out. But, you know, I can sympathize with you guys who have joint pain and stiffness and where your joints hurt and stuff like that now just from having this little thumb ache. And I don't know, maybe I've done something to it. I'm not sure, but I'll tell you what I did. I rubbed CBD oil on it, and like I said, really, I've not had aches and pains. I just don't. I'm so thankful. I'm 43 years old, and I just do not have aches and pains. I do karate, and I've typically done workouts and things like that in my past, and I love, you know, doing physical things, but. You know, with this, I'm like, I don't know what to do. What am I supposed to do? And, of course, I know what to do. But I started taking turmeric. I rubbed CBD oil on. I started taking turmeric 2 in the morning and 2 at night while it's hurting pretty good, you know. And I just could not believe. And the Pain RX or the Relief, oh, my goodness. I just took 2 of those a day. I am so amazed at the result I have had. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, this works very well. And of course I take the CBD relief drink. I take that every morning anyways, just because I want to take some CBD and I like how it mixes with my pal. And, you know, like I said, I've never had a lot of pains and aches and stuff like that. So I want to take CBD because, you know, we have it for sale. So anyways, I really like that drink too, and maybe that's why I haven't experienced very much pain. I've been drinking that, huh? But the Relief or the Pain RX is so good, whichever one. We had a name change on that, that's why I'm calling it two different things. But as well as the turmeric. And the turmeric has so many studies. If you look in your SDR, your supplements desk reference, then you will see the turmeric in there. And some people call it curcumin. And, of course, that's its, you know, botanical name. And it's actually curcuma longa. But we just call it turmeric. That's what everybody calls it. That's what we know it as. But there's all kinds of research in there and information about the turmeric in the supplements dish reference, and it talks about how it helps with wounds and with the healing of wounds, and of course it eases aches and discomforts like I'm talking about, and it actually encourages balanced blood sugar and loosens stiffened joints and soothes irritated tissue. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, and there's studies in there. I mean, you could find out all kinds of information just on that one little product in the supplement desk reference. So use your resources, use your references, know how to have them handy so that you can get them quickly and find out information quickly for your people, and then educate them on how to use them as well. And as you do it, then you will grow in knowledge, just how some of you guys first started using maybe, you know, for the cardiac products, the heart health products with the DPA and different things like that. The more you use those type things, the more you have understanding of it, and the more that it will you will be able to communicate it back. So I just encourage you, use all your resources and help your people get the word out, and help them, you know, be that sturdy resource for them, that they know that you're a viable source and a resource for their information. Be that for your people and help people. And we love you guys. We appreciate you. And thank you for being on this Tuesday evening call. And we'll hear you next Tuesday. Actually, I will be on the call again next Tuesday talking about how Vista Life got started. It's our welcome call, the first call of the month. So I will be seeing you then next Tuesday. Bye-bye, guys.